There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. We have seen more court rulings that could upend Trump administration policies. With me this morning, KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris, Dow, Fisher & Young. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Megan.
So the latest is a federal court in California has ruled that the Trump administration violated federal law when it deployed members of the National Guard and active duty U.S. Marines to Los Angeles earlier this summer. What reason did the judge give in that case?
Well, this was a single district court judge in Northern California, Megan, and the judge ruled that the Trump administration's deployment of National Guard troops violated the what's called the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878. Now, this was based on not just the theory of whether Trump can deploy the National Guard troops, which was previously decided and that he could, but this was based on what the troops actually did. And the court found that President Trump's deployment of the National Guard violated this act because National Guard troops were being used in crowd control, for traffic blockades. They were being used for arrests and detentions, and also riot control and surveillance. And all of that violated the Posse Comitatus Act, which prevents the nationalization of National Guard troops for use in crime control.
Okay, so that begs the question, where does this leave White House plans to deploy the National Guard to cities like Chicago and Baltimore?
Well, that's actually two completely different topics because the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals previously ruled that President Trump could, in essence, deploy the troops, but only to protect federal buildings. And in Washington, D.C., there's a separate law that allows for the president to deploy troops in Washington, D.C., because it's not a state, it's a district, and those troops can be used for crowd control and for crime prevention and arrests. Now, in Chicago, since Chicago is not a district like District of Columbia is, the troops could only be used to protect federal buildings, just like, at least in theory, they were initially done in Los Angeles.
Let's go on to the next case. A divided U.S. appeals court ruled Friday that most of Donald Trump's tariffs are illegal. What does this 7-4 ruling say?
Well, the 7-4 ruling really puts the cornerstone of President Trump's economic plan, which is to charge other countries tariffs for the importation of goods to the United States, puts it at risk. Now, here's exactly what the Court of Appeals held. They looked at the stated legal basis for initiating the tariffs, which was a 1977 law called the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. But the court ruled that under that statute, at no place in that statute did Congress actually delegate the tariff authority. Because remember, under the U.S. Constitution, only Congress has the authority to issue tariffs or to institute tariffs. But frequently, Congress has delegated that authority to the White House. That was the position of the Trump administration, that this 1977 law did, in fact, delegate that authority. But the D.C. Court of Appeals found otherwise in a 7-4 ruling stating that President Trump did not have that authority under that specific law.
Would you expect that this would be something now that would be pushed up to the Supreme Court?
Absolutely, because there's several other issues at play here, Megan. First and foremost is there's a question on Wall Street as to whether or not the United States will have to repay these billions of dollars in tariffs that have been collected. That's a concern on Wall Street. But secondly, the other issue here is that Congress has on many occasions over the years delegated the tariff authority to the president. So the question may be that even if the president does not have the authority under this one specific statute from 1977, the president may have that authority under other statutes that have not been legally tested.
Let's go to our third story, and this is closer to home. Kansas City Congressman Emanuel Cleaver says he will go to court if Republicans redraw his district in their favor. What legal arguments could he use if that district is split up?
Several legal arguments here, Megan. First and foremost is the Voting Rights Act of 1965. And under the Voting Rights Act, it prohibits redistricting, and sometimes it's referred to as gerrymandering. It prohibits gerrymandering or redistricting if it results in discrimination based upon race, color, or minority status. So the argument in these redistricting cases many times is by eliminating a district that is a traditional minority voting block, then it is by definition discriminatory under the Voting Rights Act. That's the far and away the most common use in terms of trying to invalidate redistricting is under the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
All right. That is KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris, Dahl, Fisher & Young. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.